President Biden met this afternoon with a top Senate Republican negotiator on the nation's infrastructure investments. The president hosted West Virginia GOP Senator Shelley Moore Capito in the Oval Office as a Monday deadline looms to strike a bipartisan deal on the president's nearly $2 trillion plan to fix the nation's roads and bridges. Meantime, while commemorating yesterday's 100th anniversary of the Tulsa race massacre, the president criticized members of Congress showing opposition toward passing a voting rights bill.
I hear all the folks on TV saying, why doesn't Biden get this done? Well, because Biden only has a majority of effectively 4 votes in the House and a tie in the Senate with 2 members of the Senate who vote more with my Republican friends. But we're not giving up.
Well, you could hear that reaction there. News Nation Washington correspondent Allison Harris joining us live. So, Allison, what's the White House saying today about calling out those 2 senators for blocking his agenda?
Well, first of all, Nicole, the attack on 2 fellow Democrats by President Biden was unexpected. Today, his spokeswoman tried to clean up her boss's comments in the wake of the controversy. In a clear reference to moderate Democratic Senators Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, the president, speaking at Tuesday's 100-year commemoration of the Tulsa race massacre, accused the pair of voting more often with Republicans. That's not true. This, as the president faces increasing pressure from the left to push his agenda through Congress without Republican votes. But to do that, he needs every single Senate Democrat, and Manchin and Sinema are seen by the base of his party as standing in the way. Today at the White House, Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the president didn't mean to criticize the pair, but was instead echoing TV pundits who question why Democrats cannot unify in Congress to pass their priorities, especially a bill that would bolster expanded ballot access in the face of Republican efforts in states like Texas to limit voting hours and voting locations. Manchin and Sinema have voted with the president on big bills, but Manchin has said he opposes the $15 minimum wage. He wouldn't support Democrats' voting rights bill and has said the president's jobs plan is too expensive. Both senators are from states with large Republican populations. Manchin's West Virginia went to Trump in November by almost 40 points, and this is something that the press secretary had to clear up for the president today, Nicole.
Well, absolutely. And Allison, they're speaking of the election, the former president today. His blog was shut down. It was actually wiped from his website. So what do we know about that?
Well, Nicole, the blog was first billed as a social media site or a communications platform only for the former president. It was called From the Desk of Donald J. Trump, and it was created after Mr. Trump was banned from Twitter and several other social media companies for repeatedly pushing lies about the election being stolen, leading to the attack here at the Capitol. The site was very short-lived, canceled after less than a month. The Washington Post reporting that the former president was upset about reports of low interest and very few clicks to the site, leading him to pull the plug.